From Hollywood, California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood. As Bumps, age 10, Dan Ford.
Pa, did the circus let me use radar?
As Bill Smith, Harry Bonzel. Bumps, dear, I think your stork was flying blind. As Nancy Smith, Brenda Marshall.
Don't listen to your father. You were found under a cabbage leaf.
Cabbage leaf? Are you sure that child wasn't found under a poison ivy trunk?
And that was Uncle Cecil, played by Arthur Treacher. So relax and listen as Charles Hathaway's music introduces the Smiths of Hollywood. Presented by... Yes, it's the Smiths of Hollywood. People you'll be glad to know. And now here's attorney Bill Smith.
Hi, everybody. Don't mind me if I seem a little worn out. You see, this was our daughter's birthday. I almost forgot, but not Nancy. No, she was up early making a cake when I came down for breakfast.
Butter, sugar, separate 6 eggs.
Morning, my darling. Oh, you're making waffles?
A birthday cake for Bunny.
Oh, almost forgot. See, you remember 10 years ago this morning?
Do I? Say, hand me that egg beater.
Yeah.
You were more excited than I was.
Oh, me excited? Nonsense.
You weren't, huh?
No.
As I remember, you phoned your secretary to report to maternity. And called Dr. Sampson to tell him he could have the day off.
Darling, listen, I was perfectly calm till I saw Bumps. What a shock that was.
Shock? Why, Bumps was a perfectly beautiful baby.
Beautiful. She looked like a dehydrated beet.
Oh, darling, that's one thing you can't say about Bump. She certainly wasn't dehydrated.
Well, only a mother could have thought she was beautiful. But when they announced I was the father and carried out Bump.
Yes.
I took one look and they had to carry out me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I say, breakfast not ready?
Oh, you'll have to forage for yourself, Uncle Cecil. I'm making Bump's a birthday cake.
Yeah, do you have a present, Uncle Cecil?
No, I don't. But I have quite a pastel, boy.
Well, I thought you might forget to buy something, Uncle Cecil. So I got some bubble gum and roller skates for you.
Well, very kind of you. It really isn't my birthday.
No. These are for Bump. It's her... Wait a minute. She's coming downstairs. Let's sing for her.
I will. Uncle Jimmy has got a beautiful ruby-tinted nose.
Uncle Cecil! Not ruby-tinted. Happy birthday.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Uncle Jimmy has got a beautiful happy birthday nose.
Oh. Gabriel, please. Come on, Nancy. You and I get it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bob. Happy birthday to you.
Say that one.
Hello, my present. Well, aren't you going to thank us for the song? Thank you for the song. Hello, my present.
What a greedy, grasping personality.
You get your presents after school, Bump.
Yeah, what do you want for your birthday, Bump? Of course, it has to be within limits.
I want a baby brownie. A baby...
Brother. That's off limits.
Yes, I don't think I could bear another child.
Yes.
Bump, you better go get dressed for school, and I'll fix your breakfast.
Pop, why can't I have a baby brother?
Well, Bump, you go get dressed for school.
Tommy Jones just dropped a hint to his mother, and he's got three baby brothers and a sister.
Yes. Well, we are no longer trying to keep up with the Joneses.
You go get dressed for school, Bump. Uncle Cecil, if you want orange juice this morning, you'll have to go pick some in the backyard.
My hell, how wonderful. Oranges growing in the backyard, you know, I simply love California. I say, I do hope I can find the right tree in all this fog.
Oh. Well, Mr. Smith, did you hear what your daughter wants?
Now, Nancy, we've gone through all this.
Well, I suppose you're right. Anyway, you can kiss me.
You know, say, you remind me of a little girl, Nancy. Maybe that's it. I hate to see you grow older and take on more responsibility.
Hmm. You're sure you're not talking about yourself?
Oh.
Oh, but I do feel that way about you, too. We do have fun, don't we, though?
Yes. It's because we love each other so much, and well, we have time for each other.
But is it fair to Bump? You're a little child to be.
Who says she's going to be? We're young yet, Nancy.
I know. Bump ought to have some companionship. You know, even a pet would help. Hey, Phil, why don't we get her a puppy for her birthday? Hmm?
And have him chew up everything in the house? Oh, no.
Oh, now, I don't think you're being reasonable. Or how about it, darling?
Oh, Nancy, puppies are such nuisances at times. But
so are husbands. But I'm all for them.
Oh.
Really, Bill, how about it, huh?
I say, that fog, you know, it makes me think I'm in London.
Oh, well, listen, you couldn't go out in a fog and pick oranges and lemons in London.
On the contrary, William, some of the lemons I've picked in a fog, oh, frightful.
I wish you two would hurry and get out of my kitchen. I have a cake to finish.
Okay.
Well, Mom, can I have a cake of the cake batter?
You'll get your birthday when you get home. Now, hurry now, so Daddy can drive you to school.
Are you using the car, William? I wanted to drop by the dentist and have him look at my teeth.
Well, just give me your teeth, and I'll drop them by for you.
Oh, Bill. I'll let all of you get out of my way now. Oh, Bill.
Yeah?
Don't forget the arf-arf suggestion, huh?
The what?
Arf-arf. You know, arf-arf.
What is... Oh, well, I'll think it over.
Uncle Cecil, before Bill left for work, we were talking about only children. Do you believe in several children?
Oh, what a frightening prospect. No, I don't even believe in one children. I say, is orange juice all I get for breakfast?
Well, there's some eggs in the icebox. Uncle Felton, you know, your cynicism doesn't fool me. I bet you'd like to have a wife and children just like every other man.
Looking at the wives and children of every other man, my dear girl, is what keeps me a bachelor. Did you say the eggs were in the fridge?
Guess I'll use them all in the cake. Well, you'll have to have cereal and cream. Haven't you ever thought of marrying?
Yes, as a matter of fact, while tiger hunting in India, I once thought of marrying a woman.
Why didn't you?
I couldn't find one. I say, you know, that cream curd seems to be dry.
I guess I used it all in the cake. But butter yourself some toast. I guess I used all the butter, too.
Yes, well, you might as well pour in this orange juice, too. The rest of my breakfast seems to be in that confounded cake.
Oh, dear. The phone always rings at the wrong moment. Say, Uncle Cecil, could you fold these eggs in the batter while I answer the phone?
Right, hurry.
Hello?
Nancy?
Mm-hmm?
Mrs. Richard of the Community Day Nursery.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Richard. Oh, I hope you don't need me down there today.
We've had a catastrophe here. A water main broke and the cribs are floating around like rowboats.
Oh, how dreadful. So what can I do?
Well, all the babies' mothers work, and we can't keep the children here. We're trying to farm them out around the neighborhood.
Oh, this would happen today. All right, I'll take some.
Oh, I can't thank you enough. You'll only have to keep them till 6 when the mothers call for them.
Certainly, I'll get ready for them now. Bye. Uncle Cecil, quickly. Cecil!
What happened to my cake batter?
Tell me, Nancy, how does one fold an egg?
Oh, what a mess. Never mind, there's more urgent work. Now, the community nursery is sending over some babies.
What?
You. Oh, darn it, I knew we shouldn't have given away Bunce's crib. Oh, well. Now, Cecil, look for some safety pins. And you go upstairs and bring down all your big handkerchiefs.
My monogrammed handkerchiefs for a lot of little runny noses.
Who mentioned noses?
Oh, dear!
Now, hurry. Mrs. Richard will be here with the babies any minute. So, darling, I've never seen cuter babies. Have you, Miss Richard? Are you sure you can take four? I know that's a lot of babies.
My dear woman, one is a lot of babies.
Don't mind Uncle Cecil, Mrs. Richard. He's really quite nice underneath.
It's more that could be said for these yowling infants.
Oh, I don't know how to thank you, Nancy. Can you imagine anything worse than a broken water main in a day nursery?
No, I can't.
Look, I'll open the door for you, Richard. Oh, thank you. I still have three babies outside.
Close the door, dear.
Well, I can take more children if it's necessary.
I think I can place them. The mothers will call for the ones you have after work. And thanks loads, Nancy.
Oh, glad to help out. Good luck with the others. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, look at the darlings. Aren't they adorable? Oh, it makes me want a million of them.
My dear girl, you must be stalk mad. Oh, I say, did you hear that? What a good one. Stalk mad.
There, darling. Everything's going to be all right.
Yes, I wish I shared your optimism.
Now, here, you hold this one while I tend to the others.
Hold it? Nancy, don't thrust that thing on me. My dear girl, look, I'm bigger than you.
Oh, don't be afraid. Just hold it. Oh, think so. The other end up.
Right there. I say, are you sure? I should think with all the remarkable advances the science have made, they would have done away with this sort of thing.
Don't you think?
No babies.
Oh, look, we'll put the babies in Bump's room and I'll put some chairs around the bed. Hmm?
Chairs around the bed? What are they going to do? Play gin rummy?
Oh, I say,
Nancy, take them off my hands.
Oh, I have to tend to the others. Drop them in your arms. Sing to them.
Oh, be quiet. The law is a true when Bob's in him, stop everything.
Not that, please. Don't you know something better?
Oh, yes. When I went to the bar to get a young man, said I to myself, said I.
That tooth setting upstairs is two to go, isn't it?
One to go.
Well, give them to me. I'll finish feeding them. Here, you take this one and bubble him over your shoulder.
Oh, what?
Oh, just hold him over your shoulder. Pat him on the back. He'll do the rest.
Like this, you mean?
Well, you can pat him harder than that.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, don't act so shocked, Uncle Cecil. You used to do that when you were a baby.
Yes, I still do, but no one taps me on the back for it. I say, now, what if I turn on the wireless? Maybe that will divert them, huh?
You try getting some soft music.
All right.
Friends, here's an important message from the sponsor of the Smiths of Hollywood.
This is going to be a commercial.
Commercial? What's the commercial?
Listen, you'll find out.
like the BBC about this paying custom of yours over here in the colony.
Uncle Cecil, this baby's being stubborn. Shut the radio off and see if you can get him to take the rest of that bottle.
I say, if he took the stubber out, he'd get at it much faster. I say, hand me some of William Scott's and I'll set him an example. Well, little chap, bottoms up. Ooh, what did I mean?
Cecil, stop making those ugly faces of the poor baby.
He started it.
Oh, give him back to me. Here, put the second one under my other arm. I'll take him upstairs. There, there. Uncle Cecil didn't mean to start you.
Oh, yes, I did.
I think I'll take him out myself after I get them quieted.
Honey, my singing seemed to stimulate them. Ah, oh, the beauty of silence. Maybe I can set 40 winks myself. I'm tired.
Birthday reception. Oh, there you are, Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve. Wake up.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm not asleep. But I was. And be quiet. You might awaken those confounded babies.
Did you say babies?
Yes, I said babies. And don't awaken them. They're all upstairs in your room asleep.
Oh, how many are there?
Four at the last tally.
No kidding. What, breakfast?
Are you being humorous?
Well, I only hinted to Mom at breakfast. Oh, Uncle Steve, do you suppose I could go pee off him?
I see no reason why not, but be quiet. And don't awaken me again. Your mother and I had a frightful day.
Oh, Ben, I won't make a sound. Ever.
Boy, this lady has big shot at school. Hello, Jimmy. Guess what I got for my birthday? Four baby bottles. Huh? No, I'm going down to Mildred's now. She's only got two brothers. Boy, am I going to put her in her place.
Was that Melinda? Nancy's man.
Bora! Did you say Bora? Oh, I must call her too.
But that's her too?
Bora? I just saw Nancy a few days ago. You saw the working on the line.
Oh,
I must call Annie.
What's that, Annie? Heaven to Betsy, are you sure? You talked to the doctor himself? Well, I'll never. Too bad they couldn't have had one more and brought the title back to the United States.
Nancy!
William, confound it, be quiet.
Huh? Where's Nancy?
She's upstairs resting.
Oh, I didn't know. Is it bumped around?
No, she just went out a few moments ago. I say, what have you got in that box?
Puppies.
More livestock?
Poor little Scotty.
Does everything happen in fours?
Well, we're only going to shoot one. I couldn't make up my mind at the pet shop till the guy said to bring the whole litter home and let Bump take his choice.
Well, thank heaven you're only going to keep one of them.
Yeah, I'll put him in the kitchen and we'll surprise Bump at dinner. You're cute little beggars, huh? Here, you take the pup to the kitchen. I'll get the fork.
And at least there's no laundry with a puppy.
Hello? Yeah. This is Attorney Bill Smith speaking. Who? The Daily News. Checking on what rumors? Oh, boy, news sure gets around fast. I just walked in the door with him. No, 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 no. Not four new mouths to feed. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, oh, yeah, there were four, all right, but we're only keeping one. And what are we going to do with the other three? Send them back where they came from. What do you mean, am I kidding? Mrs. Smith? Oh, she's fine, I guess. She's upstairs resting. You guess she needs rest? What? Oh, names. No, I haven't thought about names yet. Lassie, I suppose, or Bruno. What'd you say? Oh, so they look like their father. How do I know? I don't even know what their father looks like. I don't understand what you're talking about. Have I been celebrating? What? Who's drunk? You sound like you're the one who's drunk. I'm a photographer? Sure, send him out, but I don't see why you're so excited. It's four is unusual. Why is it unusual? Back in Colorado, I knew a female that had 12. Well, yes, 12. T-W-E-L-V-E. I knew a... Hello. Hello. Sounds like you dropped the phone. That's a... Oh, well.
Well, William, the puppies are in the kitchen. I hope they stay there.
Yeah, I wish Bumps would get home. I told the kennel man I'd be right back with those other three puppies.
I don't know what happened to Bumps. She flew out of the house so excited she couldn't talk. It sounds like her at the kitchen door now.
Kitchen? She would come in the kitchen. Now my surprise is ruined.
Oh, gosh, you're wonderful. And Papa, you're so cute.
Oh, you saw your presents.
Oh, yes, and there's a thousand. Oh, four of them.
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me at breakfast?
Well, your mother and I wanted to surprise you.
Well, you sure do.
Yeah, which one do you like best?
Well, I like them all.
I know, Bumps, but which is your very favorite?
Well, I guess the bright-eyed one that looks so much like you.
Looks like me. Well, now, that's a nice thank you. Well, that's your choice. Fine. They're only going to keep one, you know.
Only one?
Yeah.
What happens to the others?
I say, old chap, you don't intend to put them in a sack and drown them, do
you? Oh, you couldn't. Oh. You couldn't. I wouldn't let you.
No, of course not, Bump. The other three go back to the pet shop.
Pet shop? Is that where you get babies?
So who is talking about babies?
William, I think I understand the confusion. You better go upstairs and have a look in Bumps' room.
Huh?
Yes. I say, didn't you know there are four babies in the house?
Well, like, babies? Hey, what is that?
A phone.
What?
Don't jump down there.
Well, I mean, if only someone had told me. I'm always the last one around here to know.
Oh, stop shouting. I've had enough noise for one day.
Neighbors, the newspapers, everyone talking about
me. It's not you they're talking about. It's me. And I've had a bad enough day without all this.
You've had a bad day. Well, what about
you? You promised me a baby brother, and after I break
off... I did not promise you a baby brother.
Wasn't that the phone?
Couldn't be the phone. I just connected it after the first 50 calls came in.
I think it was the doorbell.
Well, I hope it isn't another photographer. I'll answer it.
How do you do?
The day nurse sent me, though, he said my child was here.
Oh, yes.
Well, you have to come upstairs and identify it. Just follow me, please.
I don't know how to thank you enough. I just learned what happened when I stepped out of an entry off the road.
Oh, I was glad to help out. No, the children behaved beautifully.
There goes one of my brothers.
Oh, now, Bump, darling, listen.
I hope it's a big-eared one that looks like you.
Oh, baby, come here. You can't keep the children. You can understand that. They don't belong to us.
But I thought they did. And the kids just ain't dumb enough for one.
Well, now, dear, you have a pup, don't forget. After all...
Well, one pup ain't like four babies.
I know, but there's nothing we can do about it.
But this ain't fair. I even have to take three of the puppies back. We think we'd be able to keep all the puppies.
Four of them? Oh, now, Bumps.
How about three of them?
No, I'm sorry, Bumps.
Oh,
But, Pa, after all, I was desperate.
I know, dear, and I'm sorry, Bump.
William, you monster, your heartness is made of flint. Now,
you keep out of this. You know, we don't have any place to keep so many puppies.
Well, what about that doghouse Nancy said you were in yesterday?
Really, Pop? Puppies don't eat much, honest Pop. I take care of them and train them tricks and make them have my city to let me in.
Oh, quiet. Well, all right. You can have two pups.
Three.
All right, three.
You shut up. Three or nothing, Bump. Ten her.
No, not ten her.
Fancy's the city, all those babies.
Oh, thank heavens, the last one is gone. And I'm starving.
Well, dinner's all ready. Bump, Cecil, come on to dinner.
Okay.
Pop, I've got one of the puppy things already.
Have you, child? Did you name the one with the big ears after your father?
No, but I named the one with the long nose after you.
I will not have a dog named after me. Cecil must go.
Yes, that is what we have been saying ever since Cecil arrived from England.
Donna, all of you be quiet. Sit down, Bumps, and I'll bring in your birthday cake.
I suggest you name that lively little one Oxford.
Oh, you mean after that college that's in England?
No, after that shoe that was in your closet.
Yes. My best shoes? He didn't chew one of them.
No, not one, William. Two.
Oh.
Hey, Bumps, did you miss the frosting off the birthday cake? Huh? Oh, no. It was just
Cecil. It was not...
I didn't choose of a puppy to talk to the cake. It was really my fault. I didn't give him dinner in time.
Now, Bumps, you promised to take care of those two pups, and I...
But all I could find to feed them was frankfurters.
You said them frankfurters? That was tomorrow's dinner.
Why, I say, those pups eating the frankfurters. I say, that's really, really funny, isn't it?
Very funny. Well, I fail to see the humor in it.
What a plain case of dog eat dog, Bumps.
Now, a word from our sponsor.
Of Hollywood came to you from Hollywood. This is Tyler McVeigh speaking.